Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This past week, I heard from an old friend that I had lost contact with. I met Warren Caldwell around 20 years ago. He'd been pheasant hunting in our neighborhood and had slid into the ditch on a slick road. He walked to a neighbor's whose husband was not home to run a tractor, and I was the closest neighbor that could be caught up with by phone. The 3-mile trip on the tractor took a lot longer than the job of pulling his little Ranger pickup out of the ditch did. Warren and his wife, Bee, had moved to Lexington, Nebraska from North Carolina. He liked to hunt and fish, and Nebraska suited him pretty well. His wife, Bee, suffered from Alzheimer's. Warren had shared that if she had not already been affected by the disease, that he would never have been able to get her to move to Nebraska. Warren was excited to meet a Nebraska cowboy, and wondered if he could come up and help with the cattle work sometime. Over the years, he was part of the Pinecrest crew on a fairly regular basis. Around 10 years ago, he and Bee moved to Washington State to live close to their son, and for the past several years, we'd kinda lost track. He called the other day. He'd been watching a rodeo in Waco, Texas on television, and had seen that one of the guys that was placing in the steer wrestling was Wyatt Smith. He was wondering if that was R. Wyatt. It was not, but it was really good to hear from Warren. He's now 92. Bee passed away several years ago, and Warren lives with his son. He isn't getting around as well as he would like. He's no longer able to golf, but he did mention that he hit a hole in one when he was 88 years old. Warren is a World War II veteran who still gets together with an Air Force Veterans Group on a regular basis, and he takes his walker to the mall to get his exercise. It was really great to get a chance to visit and remember some of the hunts, cattle drives, and other good times that we had shared. This morning, I'd like to share a poem that was inspired by Warren and Bee, which I've titled, A Poem for Bee. My old friend said, "Son, you can understand. Just put yourself in my shoes for an hour. I can see in your eyes the love of your wife. When she's near, I can feel the power. So if you could someday just take a moment, it wouldn't take you much time. Put yourself in my shoes, young friend. Write for my Bee a rhyme. Old friend, it puts the fear in me to think of such a thing. To think of hands that move so little, of a voice that can no longer sing, of a mind drifted away like a ship on a foggy sea. Old friend, I can feel the power of your love for your darling Bee, a love that has held true throughout the years, that no illness can take away, a love that has caused a million tears, yet thankful for each new day. My friend, I know I can't understand or find the words to say that can make your life any better, that can take the pain away. But friend, you've been an example of how God meant for love to be, for your love holds fast while she's in her world that only the Creator can see. A world where no face is familiar, no smells or touch recognized. Does she still have the memories of a life you've shared, of dreams not realized? Alzheimer's has been called the long goodbye. In her world, she's not bothered by time. It's those around her that feel the longing and pain. Perhaps in her world, the words still rhyme. If any of you folks don't have your tomorrow completely filled, I will be putting on a cowboy poetry workshop at the Gallery, Art, and Creativity Center near Comstock, Nebraska. That will be Monday, November 5th at 1:30. I've never conducted a cowboy poetry workshop, but I hope it goes well enough that everyone that comes feels like they get their $5 worth. The workshop is being hosted by the Thesaurians, a group of wordsmiths from Valley, Howard, and Custer counties. Contact Sue Dowse at Comstock if you'd like more information. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown, hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.